This week on Pet Food Alpha, Edwith joins us from the Bahamut server. We go and take a look at the community's April Fool's jokes this past week. We also talk about some new features to the Pet Food Alpha website. Hope you guys enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to episode number 95 of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Stick.
My name is FusionX.
And I'm Swigalicious.
Chinchilla could not be with us tonight, unfortunately. We will try to get back. I know, next week. But we do have the PFA love child, Ed, on the show with us once again from the Bahamut server. Say hello.
Kambawa, everyone. Kambawa.
I'm going to assume that means hello in some
evening. It means good night, I think, in Japanese.
Good evening.
Because it's more polite.
Okay.
Konbanwa is good evening. Oyasumi nasai is good night. All right, let us move right along to our news, though.
This Japanese lesson has been brought to you by Pet Food Alpha.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yay. Pet Food Alfizzle.
Said Ed?
Yes.
Okay. First on the agenda, the Vanadio Collection 2008.
Hooray. Oh, man, you were just waiting for this one, man.
Yep. That's another thing that State can try to sell.
This is going to be great, man. It's going to hit stores April 15th.
Tax day. Actually, it's the 17th really this year.
Scene.
Yeah, right. So, you know, Mother's Day will be coming up before we know it.
Right.
So, you know,
the perfect Mother's Day gift, hardly.
I should buy my mom a copy and be like, here you go.
Okay. Didn't this news come out on April 1st? I totally thought it was a joke, because it came out on April 1st. Because I think...
Well, you know what else? I think, wasn't the Square Enix merger on April 1st as well? Looking back, I think it was, April 1st, if I remember.
Wow.
I was reading some stuff.
I'm gonna look that up.
Okay.
As we sort of continue and go forward. Anyway, so April 15th, Vanadio Collection 2008, which includes all of the expansion packs, all the really good stuff. Buy
course,
it for your best
like
friend.
Like the other ones, you get a 30-day free trial, and a Vanadio Buddy Pass, so you can invite a friend into the game.
Not really sure what that gets you, because you can sort of pick your server nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gold World Pass.
Yeah, it's gonna be on a DVD, so make sure you got a DVD drive for people that are buying it.
Yeah, right.
It's also supposed to be coming out with a little fold-out map of Vanadio.
Oh my god!
That'll be probably about as useful as the Vanadio Atlas that they had. Come out after the Brady Guide.
Do you know the fold-out map in the 2007 collection does not include Ottergon? Because I was looking at it yesterday, and the 2007 does not have Ottergon in it. So I was like, but the expansion pack is in the game, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Weird. What else we got? The Wings of the Goddess soundtrack is coming out in Japan on April 23rd.
Yes, awesome. That's so pretty cool. Because this expansion soundtrack is amazing.
Yes, it is.
It's so good. So that's a really cool piece of news.
Definitely. One of the cooler things, I think they were hearing our little rant about some tracks earlier. With the Wings of the Goddess CD, they're also going to be releasing three previously unreleased tracks from the Treasures of Ottergon expansion. That's going to include Iron Colossus, Ragnarok, and Invisible Crown, which are the three tracks released for the final Ottergon update. So that's going to be really cool.
That's good.
I like
that's
the
really good.
All the music from the end of the Ottergon storyline. That was really well done.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, going back just really quick, you are absolutely correct. Square merged with Enix. On April 1st, 2003.
Yes.
So, awesome. It's actually kind of funny because here's a history lesson by steak. Yeah. Enix and Square were in talks for joining for a couple of years, and then Square made Final Fantasy Experience Within movie and lost all kinds of money, and Enix was like, I don't know if we want to merger with you guys. It's because
after that.
Yeah, you guys
lose money a lot, so but they did it anyway. Yeah. The rest is history.
Speaking about April Fools, we had a couple jokes going around in the community this week. I think it was FF Encyclopedia posted a fake little news blurb from PlayOnline saying that they were going to stop Final Fantasy XI support this summer in order to make way for their new MMO, Ready Out of Stories 2.
if you fell for that, you need to do a little bit more. You need to listen to PFA a little more, I think.
That's, I don't know about that one. Alakazam's was a little better. The first, it was an obvious joke. They said that they were also going to stop their Final Fantasy XI coverage in order to make room for the next generation of MMOs, and they had replaced their banner with a Hello Kitty Adventures Online banner.
Oh my god! Hello Kitty!
I think if you
still go play that,
if you still go on their website now, their player of the month is Hello Kitty. If you go up and click on it, there's a picture. It's I think they photoshopped a Warhammer image. It says, "In the grim future of Hello Kitty, there is only war."
Nice.
What? That is ridiculous.
It's funny.
That's
their
awesome.
Better joke. It was really good. It almost actually had me fooled. If it wasn't April 1st, if they had released it, you know, like April 3rd or something, they would have totally had me. They released screenshots of the, new MMO that Square Enix is working on. Basically what it is, it's somebody that took some of the character models from Final Fantasy XII. So there's like a Moogle from 12 riding a Chocobo from 11. The way they photoshopped it, though, it looked like it was a camera taken off of a screen or something, like at GDC or something like that. They had part of the Crystal Tools logo on there, which is the new engine that they're working on for their next-gen games. I mean, it was really convincing looking. It was pretty good. You can check those out on their website. I think they're still up on the main page that you can look at.
Sweet. Next on the agenda, we've got the On RPG interview. And basically, they got the chance to go and check out the expansion, similar to the Massively.com folks. And basically, they got a Q&A session with them, and basically most of the questions that they asked were, we've seen those before, but one of the questions that they did ask was kind of interesting, so we put it up there. They basically said, one major concern that has persisted is the difficulty of starting out. Many have said that without joining the game with friends, it can be anywhere from difficult to nearly impossible to reach a point where you can consistently get a party together. Has anything been done about this, or are there any plans to look closer at this? And they basically said, we are in the process of developing methods for new players to form parties with friends who are already veterans of the game. The exact nature and timing for the introduction of this method has yet to be decided. However, we are aware of this issue. This issue has troubled players for some time and hope to implement a solution as soon as possible. So I know that they have like the Mandy hats that you can wear
right.
with your friends at start. I don't know if this is kind of what they were talking about, if they're implementing something new along those lines or.
Yeah, cause that's the first thing that I thought about, were those hats you get when you, hook up a friend with a world pass. You get a hat that'll, what it does is it'll restrict your level to match that of whatever your friend is.
Exactly.
I've never, I have mine, I got taken on with a gold world pass and we got them, we never used them. I don't think there was a real need to. Go ahead.
Do you get experience with that? Like, with
I don't,
the
no,
hat
I don't
on?
Think you do.
But, like, no, well, they do.
They would, but you wouldn't because
yeah,
you're
yeah.
already
I don't understand the issue with this. Like, why, like, you go back and level a low-level job? Like, what's
the
issue?
Well, I think one of the things is, as the game gets older, people are going to be running out of lower-level jobs because they'll be leveling them, I mean, there's only...
Right, exactly.
So I'll be curious to see what Square Enix does. I'll be curious even more to see you know, how similar it is to the stuff that they already have, or if it'll be, you know, something completely new and accessible to everybody instead of just people, you know, who are world passing with each other.
Right, exactly. That would be pretty cool. I think actually, on, along these lines, there's a feature. I'm going way out of the realm here, but in City of Heroes, there's a feature that you can just, you know, from just a button click, where you can be in a party with some folks and bring your level down or take your level back up. Although taking your level up gives you there's some kind of consequence mm-hmm. there. They make it really easy for you to get into parties of people that are a few levels below you. So maybe they're doing something like that.
Could be. This one's have to wait and find out.
Word.
Also this week, we had a little bit of a problem over at the, FF Encyclopedia forums. Everybody knows a couple months ago, some page was hit with, what it was basically. It was an iframe. That had some malicious code on it that could get on your computer and pretty much steal your account. One of these was found on their forums. They shut it down quickly. They fixed the issue. And I think one of the scarier things about this, a lot of people were thinking that this kind of stuff came in from ads. You know, so if you know you're running ads, there was a scare about this stuff on FFXIAH. Around that time too, and I was talking to Ganyman over at the wiki, and I guess he had his own personal blog, which he hasn't updated. I don't know, you know, I don't think too many people even look at it. It doesn't run ads or anything, and that was also hit. So for anybody out there running, you know, any
that
kind of
debunkifies the myth.
Yeah, I mean, keep a lookout for any of this kind of stuff. Best thing to do is use Firefox. There's a plugin you can get called NoScript that'll basically block out any unapproved script. So if you go to a website and you see a little little X pop up in the corner of your screen, check that out and make sure it's
Right, exactly. Also, make sure that you have your virus protection updated at all times.
Definitely.
That'll definitely help you out.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Just, you know, all the things that these guys are going to just to get, you know, account information for a video game. It's like, it's ridiculous.
It's not just a video
game. If somebody, you know, it is. I mean, if someone came to you a couple of years ago and told you that, like, in 2008, the big thing is going to be, like, stealing game accounts with viruses on websites. Like, you wouldn't have believed them. Like,
probably not.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But back then, I would have been like, why do they need to do that? They're just selling and buying Gil.
Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, really, you know, they're liquidating characters. So they're just getting some, you know, they're taking data that has some type of value in a non-real world situation and making money off of it, which is just nuts. I hope the special task force get these guys this stuff.
We should see if we can get some music coming on.
Of course,
yeah, we should get the special task force on the show and have them kind of talk about.
I mean, it should be said too that it's not, you know, it's not just Final Fantasy either. You know, all the other big MMOs like World of Warcraft and stuff are having the same kind of issues. But it's kind of crazy if you just take a step back and, you know, look at this whole thing. You're just like, wow,
all over a freaking video game.
Yeah.
It's not just a video game. It's a way of life.
No.
Okay. So yeah, beware of anything like that out there, and be careful where you go out there too.
Yeah. Right.
Sweet.
PFA news.
All right.
Week.
Yay.
Got a couple cool little changes to the website this week. Two of them you'll notice right off the bat for sure. Because, you know, we're not with our former website hosting company, I can actually look at who's visiting our website, where they're looking at us from. I can see, you know, incoming links. I can, see link shells that link to us and all that kind of stuff. I've been seeing lately that we've been getting through a couple translating websites. So that means mm-hmm. that there's, you know, people in Japan actually, you know, translating the Pet Food Alpha website into Japanese so they can read it, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
So to make that a little bit easier for everybody, I went ahead and added a little translate bar to the side of the site. There's a bunch of different languages you can put the site into. You know, granted, it's an online translation. It's going to be, you know, far from accurate, you know, but you'll probably get the gist of, you know, the point.
Exactly right. It's not perfect. It's not perfect translation, yeah. But it still looks really good.
Yeah, it's just something there to, you know, for people that, you know, were actually doing that through, you know, going the hard way and bringing up the website for the translator and putting it in. They can just come to, you know, straight to the Pet Food Alpha website now and click on the flag that represents their nation and language, and it'll translate right on the spot for them.
Right. There's French, German, Spanish,
Russian, there's Arabic, there's
Italian, there's Chinese, Portuguese, Japanese, Korean, Chinese, there's Arabic, there's Russian, and there's American, although you shouldn't need the American translator.
Yeah, I hope not.
No, it's kinda...
does the American make it like more dumbed down English from the British version?
No, it doesn't do anything.
It doesn't. I know, it's to go back to the original.
It was
so you can play
funny.
With it and look and see what the site looked like in Korean.
It's kind of interesting, yeah.
And then go back.
The other thing that go ahead.
Oh, it gives me a good excuse to practice Japanese.
There you go.
There you go.
I don't know.
Grammar Japanese.
I know, it's great.
It would have been nice, too, to have that function, you know, when I was in Korea, because we worked with some of the Korean soldiers. They were called Katusas. And so it would have been kind of cool to show one of our Katusas, hey, look, this is Pet Food Alpha site, and then there it is in Korean.
And they'd be reading it. They're like, whoever writes this stuff has horrible grammar. Like, I can't make other titles.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
But apart from multiple languages, we've also added a little bar onto the side next to all the menus and the categories and stuff. All the technical kind of information that you can find on the Play Online website down at the bottom. You know, server maintenances, you know, world recoveries, Link Shell community beta stuff. Been wanting to kind of add that for a while, but I didn't really want to put it up there with the bulk of the main news. So I found a way to just kind of put that off to the side there so people that are interested in that can get it from our site now.
Speaking of the Link Shell community beta, I'm kind of mad at them right now.
Why?
I tried to log in on Friday, and I couldn't remember my password, so I did the password like 3 times, and then it came up.
So you're mad at them because you forgot your password.
No, listen. I tried more than 3 times, and it says my account has been disabled because of multiple times trying to access my account and whatever. And that was Friday. I tried this evening, and it still says the same thing. It says, please try again later. I'm like, what the
hell?
Put a call into customer support or something.
Okay. Does community Link Shell Beta even have support?
Well, it's part of it's part of all your account info and stuff, so.
Oh, okay, true.
Just be your, I think it's just your Play Online login.
It's your Play Online login.
I know what the password is. I know what it is now.
Oh, now you
do. And I try to enter it in, and it still says my account's disabled, so.
What was that password again?
Yeah, right.
It was capital L. No, I'm just kidding. Writers Wanted.
We got together a couple days ago, and looking to change around PFA in general. And one of the ideas we came up with is that we would like to see a little more content on the website. You know, we get news posts every now and then, you know, from Play Online or just, you know, the community in general. But we thought it'd be cool to get something, you know, a little bit, you know, a step off of the news, something, you know, that wouldn't be anywhere else. So basically we're looking for people that would like to write articles about, you know, something. You know, it can be, I think we've already gotten a couple of responses. Somebody was going to talk about, you know, Scholar versus Black Mage in terms of nuking efficiency, potency, and all that kind of stuff. You know, just something some kind of topic that, you know, you're passionate about and that you'd like to kind of, you know, toss out there for the community to read. If you're interested in putting something like this out, or if you just have ideas, you can email us, PM any of us at the forums.
Yep.
You know, let us know your ideas. Preferably send us a writing sample if you can. Obviously, you know, spelling and grammar and all that is going to have a part in this. But I mean, we've already gotten a bunch of responses for us. So thank you to you, guys out there who have responded. For those
using
who haven't yet,
English.com.
Definitely look forward to hearing what your ideas are.
PetFoodAlpha@gmail.com if you want to submit your interest in doing so. We'll be happy and waiting with bated breath to see what you come up with. And that's one thing we're really excited about because, well, PFA started with the whole idea that, you know, we want the community to be like 100% involved in what we're doing. And this is the perfect way to do that.
Okay.
And with that,
in game.
We're going in game.
Yay.
Right on, right on. All right. As always, we start with our guest. So, PFA love child, Edwith, from the Bahamut server. What have you been doing in-game?
Well, I like how you give me a title, by the way. Like, obviously it's my title. But I like how you intro me with the title all the time. So that's hot.
Here's Edwith. Da, da, da,
da. Yes. Theme music. Thank Eltana. Honestly, my computer is currently broken, but I have thought of some things that have been relatively significant recently, so I'm going to talk about some of that. But since my computer has been broken, I've been playing FF3 a lot, and that's been fun.
On the DS?
Yeah, on the DS.
Okay. You have a DS, dude? Nice.
Yes. I told
you
about this.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Okay, we'll talk about it after.
That's another way of saying, do you have Animal Crossing for the DS?
No, but I will if you want me to. Okay.
Dude, get it. Just kidding. I mean, sort of. Half kidding.
I'm totally kind of kidding. Okay. So I'm currently borrowing Vivi Bell's computer, so I'd like to thank her because she's amazing and stuff.
Ooh, Vivi Bell.
And stuff like that, because she's amazing. So I've been, when I was playing, I've been doing lots of campaign, like, because first off, I was kind of winning campaign because I'm like, why do I want to do this? And then I realized with that update for the recall scrolls, I couldn't get the recall scrolls unless I was brass, and I was like, no way.
Nuts. You have to work on it.
So no, but so I did it. So then I got 66 to 68 on campaign. So I'm like way up
nice.
Now. So, nice. Hold on. Whoa. But what's cool about it is that I've been avoiding leveling my Black Mage sub, like, desperately avoiding it. So, you know, in campaign, no one is like, you can't raise me because you have the Gimp sub. They're going to be like, please raise me. I don't care. If you're anything, just raise me. Paladin or, like, Puppet Master sub White Mage, if you can raise me, all for the better.
So you do White Mage in campaign, right? So you just sit there and heal people and raise people.
Okay. I do heal and raise. I find Enfeebling does. I can't. Only Enfeeblings that stick give me points. So whenever I get E seal up, I let it seal up. I do it. I do that. And you only get so much points for healing. And the NPCs are great for healing because the NPCs, if they even have like a little bit. Dot of health loss, you cast a Cure 5, you totally, like, completely use it to its fullest advantage, that Cure 5. So.
Don't you pull hate,
they got
though?
A lot of HP.
No, they do. I do not pull hate anymore since the update. I pull, like, no hate at all.
Nice. It's,
so, but there's a limit to how much EXP you get from curing. So once I go through, like, 3 series of my MP, I, like, go talk to the guy, and then he evaluates me, and then I talk to him again, and then I get the ally tags again. So then,
out, and then you go back.
So then I can just cure, so I don't have to worry about diversifying myself. Just do what I can do best, and that's cure.
Nice. How long did it take you to go from do those 2 levels?
Well, during that time, I was kind of crazy busy, so I only had like an hour to play at a time, but I could play semi-frequently, so it was only like 3-4 weeks. But, like, considering I really wasn't playing at all, getting that from there to there in 3 weeks was hot. And getting getting allied notes, and I'm sure I'm going to buy something with that one day, I hope. I don't know.
Cool, man.
Oh, one time when I was in campaign, a campaign battle started, and I totally, for some reason, I was, suicidal. I was, got my tags, got my stone skin off, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to go head off by myself to where the beastmen spawn in Rollingberry Fields S, to the west of the base. So I was there by myself. I thought people were going to follow me, but they didn't. So I was I was getting attacked. So repose, and I ran away, and I survived. It was great. It was epic, really. Repose is awesomeness.
Yes.
Especially with, which I haven't done Matt yet, but I've heard repose is uber effective against Matt. So I'm interested to try that out. That's what I read from, I think Blitzmage is the one who posted that. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that's who posted that. Right before I was about to stop playing, I thought about what job I kind of want to do next, and I'm like, ninja would be really cool, but I don't want to level my warrior. So I have a plan. Epic battle master plan. Ninja, 1-75, level 1 warrior, sub, dancer, and solo the whole way there.
Oh my god.
It would be epic.
It'll be slow.
But it would be epic. Then I could get to 75 as a ninja, and then people are like,
yeah, the amazing dancing ninja.
They'd be like, what level's your warrior? 1.
Dude, oh my god. You
I
want to
be that guy.
So much crap from people for doing that, man.
Yeah, I know, including.
But I wouldn't get in trouble with parties because I wouldn't be in parties as long as I can get to 50.
Well, what would you use it for at 75 though? I mean, you know, if you don't have warrior.
I don't want to be a tank. I would use it for.
Well, then don't level ninja, man.
Farming, I guess that's what I would use.
Level thief for farming.
Yeah, thief be better for farming.
Thief is
because
great
then you have
farming.
Then you have the treasure hunter abilities. You'll never have to worry about tanking, and you'll get to at least level ninja 37.
But there's a downside, though. There is a downside because you have to pull.
Pulling's not bad.
I could solo as a thief too. I don't know. I'm really scared to be in a party as not the healer. I don't know how I'll do. I'm scared. I know how to do healing, and that's all I know how to do. I could F key my way through it. With healing.
You can always do Red Mage or Scholar. I mean,
yeah, but I need a job. I need a job that does damage. I have an issue.
Dancer.
I think you should just level your Black Mage.
don't talk about that.
What
job.
Level is your Black Mage?
32. It's 32.
Come
barely.
On.
I think
you don't want to level.
It's 5 more levels.
The five more levels.
I will do it. I'm just putting it off. Maybe I'll get the 75 white mage, and then I'll go back.
I think a nice transition, if you want to go from being a white mage to doing some damage, would probably be, you know, dancer, or maybe even solo Durg. That's kind of how it happened for me. I started off with my Dragoon, and then I would sub the mage job. You know, I got into that. There was a time where I would be like, what, sub mage? No, that's ridiculous. And then I tried, and I'm like, whoa. I mean, that's really cool. And then I kind of got into dancer a little more. Because really before I was all melee, you know, I didn't want to worry about, you know, healing people or whatever. Then I got into Dragoon. There was a time where I was the only person healing for a sky run. Like it was a small sky run, but I mean, you know, I was main healing
still,
on Dirk, which is cool. We wiped a Brigandine Blade though.
Whoa.
That kind of sucked.
I just can't imagine a Dragoon main healing.
It was cool. I mean, you know, I was giving people crap for it. I'm like, man, you know, we had to get a white mage to come up and raise people after we wiped to BB. Which is kind of funny. That wipe to BB is why I now have a macro to call my Wyvern instead of just doing it from the menu. but I mean, that was really fun. And then I leveled Bard a little bit. Didn't do a whole lot of healing with that.
Bard.
But,
I want to do that at some point.
Yeah. And I mean, Bard, you know, is Dancer cool. Dancer's great because, you know, it's not a damage dealer per se, but it can do, you know, can dish out a decent amount of damage. Later levels, you can self-skill chain if you want to. You know, if you're in a, obviously, you know, you want to try to be doing that from the get-go, but if you're in a position where, you know, everyone's healing well and, you know, you can do a self, I think right now I can do self-scission skill change, which is kind of fun. It's a nice change of pace from healing everybody. You know, you can mix it up a little bit, but that might be something to look at. And then, you know, you can level ninja a little bit too for that and use that as a sub if you want to, you know, jump in and try ninja a little bit.
Plus, a lot of these DD jobs at one point or another are going to require a warrior sub job.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna talk a little bit more about this later as part of our newer segment.
True. Okay. So, I have some teleport drama. Trying to get, I'm still 5-6 for the original teleports.
Do you teleport for money?
Yeah. How do you think I have any money? Okay, I don't understand why I want to level ninja, because I am always broke. There is no one I know more broke than I, so I don't know why I want to level ninja, because it's going to be like a challenge, I guess, so that's why. That's absurd, though.
I hate teleporting for money. It makes me feel dirty.
If I don't teleport myself to any sweaty Galka and slutty Mithra out there, I won't. I don't know. Okay. So I don't have all my teleport scrolls, but I was like, okay, you can. I was level 60 something when I was doing this. You can wipe to like level 20 monsters as a level 60 because. Hold on. Okay, first off, I'm a white mage. I don't do damage. And then I got this, I was fighting lizards in Yoat for my Yoat scroll. Like, bang, bang. And then I like, oh my god, I got my third weapon scroll. I was so excited. So I had to use it. So I used it. I didn't know it was an AoE weapon skill. So then I get like 8 lizards on me and I'm just like.
Earth pressure.
I was like, oh noes.
Yeah, I remember that. What was that? One of my blue mage was in the 30s. There was one spell.
Circle blade.
No, it wasn't a weapon skill. It was just a spell. It was like poison breath or something. It was a fan AoE, and I didn't know this at the time. So we're sitting there all of a sudden. We were fighting a Mandy, and then all of a sudden we got like these two lizards coming up. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh my god, this is one of those things. You look like you do it, and you're like, I am dumb.
You always want to read the description of the skill because somewhere in that it'll say if it's a area of effect skill, and then
I used circle blade in the tree once.
Yeah, I felt horrible when I did that. I'm like, oh man.
I was like, yeah, I'm gonna try my new weapon skills called circle blade. Everybody,
you need to get caught up on the new Winders missions, man. There's this fight where we're gonna need a lot of AoE weapon skills, man.
Okay,
just come on in, dude. It'll be fun. You just kill like an endless number of mobs. It's fun.
Okay. Cool. That sounds exciting. I was trying to get my Vazel scroll. That's another thing that was going on. I finally got to that place where you get the, because Rylus got the key for me to get the Vazel scroll. Mm-hmm. And I had the quest already ready to go. So then I was going downstairs. And like upstairs, I went to every spawn point upstairs. No sneak, no invis. I was fine. So then I go downstairs. I assume it's gonna be the same case. And then all the bats are like, "Lol, no," and then I die. And then I'm like, "Screw this! I'll come back when I'm like 75, and there's no chance they'll aggro me." And that's it.
There are still things in Faeyan that will aggro a 75.
I don't.
Yep.
To include the weapons that hang out right outside the cloister of Cloister of Frost. Yeah. Okay. So
Cloister of Colbert.
Shiva's home.
Shiva's house. Shiva's house is so is it like the Ice Hotel that you like hear about all the time?
Yeah, it really is.
The cloister of, you know, Shiva's cloister doesn't seem as cool as the other ones do. Like, you know, there's like the one in, what is that? Is it Sea Serpent Grotto?
No.
Is it this Rancor?
That's Dinner Rancor.
I mean, it looks cool. You get in there, it's, you know, kind of like partially flooded and stuff. And then you get into Shiva's, and then there's like the stupid headstone for, you know, the ZM6 mission. It's kind of like, wait, what? It's like, why is this here? But, I mean, you know, most of those areas look kind of cool. You know, I remember there was a time where I went around to just get all the avatars. I got my bobble for Fenrir and never did beat him. But I mean, you know, I'd go in and I always take a bunch of screenshots of the crystal and stuff because it looks really cool in there. Then you get, you know, into Shiva's and it's like the headstone in the back. You're like, why is that there?
Who knows? Okay, so I'm almost done. But I want to do some quick shout-outs because I promise said people. Okay, first off, I'm always broke. Always broke. I depend so much on people. God. Squealicious, thank you once again for the amazing count. I can't even count the number of things you've done for me. But thank you once again.
Happy to help.
I would like to, also like to thank the Actors Guild and no. But Bernd Herbert noticed that I had a gear that was that my rings, both my rings and both my earrings and my necklace piece, I all got for free in the dunes as level 60. Okay?
Wow.
That is epic fail. And Bernd Herbert bought me, he like totally like pimped me out. Now I have like the best. I have, like, ether rings, and you only have one, but I have an ether ring, and I have the other ring, what is it called?
Astral
ring, and it's, like,
you have
so,
an astral? He gave you an astral?
I was wearing saintly rings. Oh, I was wearing saintly rings. That's how bad I was. And I had an onyx earring and a shell earring, and I also had a justice badge, okay?
Wow.
You need to go level thief and get some farming in, man.
I need money. So I'd like to thank Bernd Herbert for pitting me. Elsidos, I know, has been attempting his mock fight a lot, and I feel bad for him. Thief mock fights were easy, but apparently not, because apparently you don't actually steal as much as one would hope. So
you don't have to steal. You can actually fight him.
Yeah, that's what he tries. He goes in there, equips all of his stealing gear, and tries to steal, and then he misses, and then he tries fighting, and then he loses. That's what I think he's tried 4 times now, so I feel bad for him.
Yeah, Mott's never easy on any job, so just keep hacking at it. You'll get it.
Yeah, dude.
I'd also like to thank Vivi Bell for tons of things. She's the best Black Mage Taru ever. I also got a new friend into this, Keekin, and he won't, for some reason, I try to convince him to come to the Pet Food Alpha Link Shell. He listens to the show, but he won't come to the Link Shell. I don't get that. But whatever. And then Yurana, I just want to say, boiler up. Okay.
You know, I think it was Yurana's birthday, I think, last week.
Yesterday.
A couple days ago.
Yesterday or the day before, I think. Happy birthday, man. Oh, and today is Miroku's birthday. Yeah, happy birthday,
well,
man.
That's cool. That's cool stuff. Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah, I love that little forum thing. He logged into the link show last night. I'm like, hey, happy birthday. He's like, well, oh, yeah. Thanks. Like, I can't remember, like, you know, family members' birthdays, but, you know, maybe if they signed up for the forum, I wouldn't have an issue with it.
Exactly.
Be like, exactly.
Hey, Mom, exactly. Sign up on our forum.
Hey, Dad, can you do me a favor?
Right. Just you can forum. Register. As soon as you find out their birthday, just create an account for them so that you would know. So
Fusion X's dad, Fusion X's mom,
yeah,
the Budo.
Don't do that. Don't spam the forum so you can remember people's birthdays. It's
Why
clever,
not?
But just
it puts the numbers off a little bit.
A but lot.
Would that be a problem having extra members, honestly?
Yes.
Yes. We want active members.
Oh, true.
Not Nabuto.
Nabuto number one. Nabuto number two.
Yeah.
Nabuto number three.
All right. You got anything else in game, Ed?
Honestly, I'm just praying that my computer gets back soon. I miss it so much. And that is all.
Sweet. Squig, what about you? What have you been doing in game?
Actually, a lot of the week, I haven't really been all that active. Just been doing some stuff at home, getting some stuff ready for my class, and playing a lot of Final Fantasy VII. But I did manage to get a little Sky Farming in. And this
playing
weekend...
Playing Final Fantasy VII?
Oh. Yes. Well, I just finished Crisis Core, and that kind of got me back to VII, so...
Hold, can you explain what Crisis Core is? Because I honestly should know, but
it's a VII prequel.
Yeah, it's a prequel to Final Fantasy VII. It tells a story. Cool. You play as Zack, basically.
Too bad I don't like VII.
So, anyways...
Eight is better.
It's true.
Actually, one of my favorites is IV, but... Anyways,
Amen, sister.
Anyways, we did five Biakos yesterday.
Wow.
And of those five, we got five Biakos Hayadates and two Shira Hayadates, which was amazing. Wonderful freaking drop rate yesterday. And then we went to do a Dynamis Zarkabard, which I'm getting really frustrated with because I think in the entire time I've been in the Link Shell, I've seen like four Black Mage hats drop. And a couple times they've gone to people who aren't Black Mage main. So, it kind of bothers me a little bit, but it's a point system. And, you know, if you've got the points, you get it. And if you don't have the points, so you just kind of have to wait it out. But, unfortunately, another Dynamis Zarkabard went by and the other hat did not drop. However, we got some seriously rare drops for some of the people who have been waiting a long time for their items. We got two Valor Surcoats, one within the first 5 minutes of Dynamis starting. So that was awesome. And we got two Red Mage Hats, and we also got a Shadow Ring from Dynamis Lord. And to add on to all that, we had got 300 pieces, one from DL, obviously, and then two throughout the run. So... awesome, awesome drops. And then today we did three Kirins, and among the other things that dropped, we got W Legs, N Body, D Body, Asode. In the three drops, we basically got almost everything that he drops. The first one was the best because we got a pole, Asode, W Legs, N Body,
really good.
Shining Cloth. Yeah, that was from one.
That's almost full drops.
That's almost full drops. And then the other ones kind of were meh. I think the other ones we got the N body, and then the last one we got the D body or something. I don't remember. But our last one is always the funnest because we pull out all our 2 hours and we don't even wait for the pets to come up. We just go ahead and just bombard Kirin with all of our attacks. And it usually lasts about 2 minutes. And today we was able to spit out Gambu probably about 5 seconds before he died. So at the our last Kirin kill always takes us about like 2 minutes or under. So it's a lot of fun.
That's crazy.
I think we're probably gonna do more Sky next week. I'm not sure. I didn't get the chance to go to Einherjar this week, so of course I'll have that too. Einherbibble.
Einherbibble. Einherbibble. Lol.
So that's basically it. So Steak, what have you been doing?
For the tables.
I didn't do one thing in Final Fantasy XI this past week.
Woo!
Great
and just
job.
Bombarded with stuff. I mean, like, I took my wife on a date on Saturday night, and that was, like, the first date we'd had in, you know, forever. Like, we just had our 5-year anniversary.
Aww.
Congrats.
Yeah, at the end of last year, and we went to Arby's.
What is that?
Are
you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, I hope not.
Really know how to spoil your woman there.
Obviously.
We had the kids with us, so you can't like go anywhere
no,
with kids.
You can't.
I guess you just don't understand. Like everything is like logistical when you have kids. So we went to Arby's, but and our food ended up being free because of something had going on, but so we had free food. It was free Arby's, so that was kind of cool. But no, I took her out. I took her out to a fancy restaurant on Saturday. It was pretty sweet.
Nice.
And I came home, and it was late. And so I've been working a lot and haven't had a chance to play this past week. But did get to take the wife on a date.
cool.
Oh, a lol moment. I also got my Puppet Master to level 2.
No, you
yeah.
didn't.
Yes.
What do you think?
Ew.
Is it as lol as you thought it was going
to
be?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, I can't, to be honest, I haven't really given it much of a chance, so I can't really say, but I'm kind of, I have my hand-to-hand up for, you know, probably up to level, like, 25, 26, because I've leveled it a little on Warrior. It's weird. It's one of those jobs that in order to be good at it, you have to actually do quite a bit of research to know, you know, what these attachments do and what all these frames do. And, you know, it's like, wow, that takes a lot of work. I like something I can just kind of dive in and hit stuff with.
Well, you know what?
I mean, even Beastmaster seems a little bit
I enjoyed Puppet Master for what it was.
Yeah, even Beastmaster seems a little less comprehensive than Puppet Master does.
What you should like about Puppet Master, though, is that the ultimate form of the Puppet Master is essentially the Black Mage version. So
We have a 75 Puppet Master in the Link Show. So
nice.
Of course he's got other jobs, but we'll use his Puppet Master quite a bit in Limbus when we have things that
cool.
You know, like elementals, things that are weak to magic, and then he'll bring Black Mage.
I wish I had a Puppet Master in my Link Show. That'd be cool.
Why?
It's kind of a running joke in the shell. You know, someone would be like, "What should I come on to? You know, what should I come as to Bayako or Kieran?"
I always say Puppet.
We always say like Puppet Master. Or there was this
one
time where
it's
say,
a lol.
Yeah, I mean, to most of the community, you know, it is.
It's
but
fun.
I mean, you know, if you can play the job, if you know the job, you can, you know, you can do some nice numbers. You know the.
What is with the rustling? Oh. The rustling.
Sorry, that's me.
Way to go.
But you know, with that new update, they got new weapon skills now, and those are doing some really nice numbers. I think the range frame is doing over 1,000 damage to the Colibri.
My level 2
whoa.
Puppet Master was doing freaking slapstick, and I'm like, whoa, where'd that come from? Like, he already has a skill. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool job. You know, it can be a little pricey with attachments, but you know, the people that. We actually, I think there's a guy in our shell now leveling it. The people I have talked to that play Puppet Master absolutely love the job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's just like, you know, like any job. If you, you know, you take the time to understand its mechanics and to know, you know, how to play
it. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, anything can be good.
And it won't be as lol as you might think it is.
It's one of those jobs that seem to require a serious commitment on, though. But I kind of like to get it to at least level 10 and then sub it for, like, you know, lower jobs if I decide to bring another lower
job. Yeah, that does come in handy.
Yeah.
You know, when I leveled my Scholar up to 7, I subbed Puppet Master, and it made it a little easier than it normally would have been for a mage job, you know, 1 through 10.
Yeah. And of all of my mage jobs, I think Scholar was the most pain in the butt to get from 1 to 10.
Why was that the most pain in the butt? I want to know.
Because the only weapons you have are club
staves
and staff.
And clubs. Yeah.
And you don't have the benefits of certain black mage spells like bind or quite as much elemental magic skill for, you know,
like
black mage. For red mage, you don't have the extra oomph in the weapon. Like, you know, on red mage, you can use swords and daggers. So you can do certain weapons, like Fast Blade is your friend. And then for White Mage, you've got a B+ skill in club. And not only that, you've got things like Banish and, you know, the Gnaw spells that really help you out in even the earlier levels.
Those lizards and their poison are absurd.
Yeah.
The beginning.
Yeah. So it just... And it seemed to have even less defenses. But you have the MP of a red mage, which isn't as much as, you know, normal. But the defense of a white mage or a black mage. So you don't have as much MP to work with. So it makes it
harder.
Yeah.
More Okay.
But once you get past 10, you can equip astral rings. You're good to go.
Was that all? Did we get everybody's in game?
No. Did we get fusions? Fusion.
We didn't get yet. All right. Fusion.
I have people too.
Okay. I thought you might have gone because she was AFK or something. Brain's messed up. Go ahead.
Tisk.
Let's see, what have I been doing this week? Got my dancer up to like 66 through campaign battles. So I'm like 300k into the level. But that's kind of cool. Slowly but surely getting it up. Today we did an Omega run, which it went really smooth. We were able to farm a gun pod off. We got a small chip too from one of the pods, so we're I think we're one chip away now from another Omega run. We got the hands and the legs drop. So and one of these days the feet will drop, and I'll be I can die happy after I get those. Did some dynamics this week, nothing too new. Tuesday night was kind of cool. I was talking to a friend of mine. She's actually at FanFest, so it was good to kind of catch up with her. But she has a salvage group. They do it like 3 times a week, but I'm kind of busy for 2 of those nights. So Tuesday night, went ahead and joined in with them. The only downside was they kind of start a little late, but there's a friend of mine in my link shell. He just finished his Usucane feat like last week. A bard friend of mine actually just finished his Marduk's legs today. So, I'm seeing all these people get all this cool salvage gear, and I'm like,
I have a buddy.
I want to do salvage.
I had a buddy who has the entire Marduk set.
Oh my gosh.
Every single five of five. He had to sell his Assault to do it, but he got 5 of 5 on that set.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good pieces. So, and there's some people in there that I remember, I think a while back when Oshi, we were doing that salvage with him. There were a couple people from there, I think, that were in this run I'm doing now.
Yeah, Oshi's also part of that link shell, too. He pops on occasionally, but he's been busy with his own stuff, too.
But, I'm also doing some Nizel. My link shell leader, he's been pretty busy. He got a new job that he's 2 weeks on and off. He was working up, like, at the Arctic Circle as an engineer doing some stuff.
Nice.
But so he's back now.
Is he building a house for Santa Claus?
No, I think he's doing some diamond mine stuff, actually.
No, Santa Claus is in the South Pole, right? Or is North Pole? I don't know.
North Pole.
What the heck, man?
I don't know. I don't care.
About that. He's back now. He's actually the one guy in the link shell that has the most Nizel floors on his runic disc. So I'm actually not supposed to be, but I'm doing Nizel right now. We're actually on floor 80. So, hoping for Asgard body to draw my dirt would.
Yeah, that'd be
do
sweet.
Dirty, dirty things to that Asgard body.
We've got a couple of Nizel Isle assault groups going on in the link shell, and quite a few people have gotten quite a few Asgard pieces.
Yeah, I mean, I got the feet already, which are great for my my derg until I get the home mount.
That Asgard set is hot,
stuff,
man.
But I mean, that body.
The body is pure. Ugh.
Definitely.
I want the body.
Wow.
Good stuff.
And the only thing is the appearance kind of looks a little fruity because it's sort of off the shoulder, but not. Mm-hmm. Other than that, the stats are awesome. So I'll look idiotic just to have the stats.
Sweet.
All right. That's pretty much it.
Cool. All right. Well, that'll take us to our From the Forum section.
First thing to mention, we're doing the banner contest right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to extend that 1 week. We've gotten a couple submissions right now. We want to give people
more time.
We are working on them a little more time. You still got some time to get those in if you want.
Yep, absolutely. All right, one of the things that we discussed in our little meeting was the From the Forum section, and we want a way to engage our guests a little more. And what we're going to do is we're going to sort of transform the From the Forum section to include sort of a roundtable discussion on a topic centered around the guest. And then that conversation or that topic can be continued in the forums like it is now with From the Forums. So we were talking with Edwith, and he wants to talk about white mage subs, which is
not because I'm selfish or anything.
That's kind of why I cut you guys off a little earlier talking about that, because this is kind of what we're going to discuss a little bit. Now, what makes you want to look into alternate white mage subs?
Okay. Well, I don't really like Black Mage. I swear the only reason I'm subbing Black Mage is Warp, and that is such a horrible reason. I never use Sleep anymore because of Repose. Yep, that's it. I don't even have Asper or Drain because I can't afford it, or I don't know. I've just been avoiding buying them. I don't know. In either case, I don't use them because I don't have them. So I feel like there's just so much more for me to gain by not subbing Black Mage anymore. I'll just carry around a warp cudgel or something. So
okay.
So that those are my reasons, I suppose, per se. So
okay, there are several visible subs for White Mage, especially when you get to the end game forum.
Ninja.
Yes, I will discuss Ninja in a minute. The first, of course, being Black Mage. Advantages can include, you know, your ability to warp. It's almost a necessity when you're doing telehoring.
Exactly.
Also, you get the conserve MP trait, which occasionally
mm-hmm. That's useful.
Occasionally, you'll knock off a cure for like instead of like 40 MP, it'll only cost 20, which will help out a lot. And you know, you get a decent amount of MP from Black Mage sub. Now, for most in-game situations, because in-game you're basically trying to keep as much MP for as long as you can, I usually use Summoner Sub. The biggest advantage with Summoner Sub is, especially once you're beyond level 50 White Mage, you'll have your sub job at 25. At 25, Summoner gets auto refresh, and it's one tick. But that tick really does add up.
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
So, yeah, that, and also at level 25, Garuda has a skill called Aerial Armor, which is an AoE blink spell.
AoE blink. That's hot.
And that really does help sometimes, like if you're in a party without a whole bunch of slash ninjas. It really does help out occasionally, and you get a pretty substantial amount more of MP. And then there's a little thing you've got called the Magician's Ring, which is level 30 equip, I believe. And if you have a summoner as your sub job, you get an extra 30 MP.
Wow.
So
crazy.
Yeah, so it's personally, I think with, especially if you have like bards casting Ballad, if you got, you know, a red mage refreshing you, and or you've got a refresh piece like a Vermi or a Nobles, it really does come in handy, and the one tick refresh really does help.
Now, if you're leveling summoner, will you get crap from people for leveling summoner as a white mage main? In regular party type dynamic?
No.
Like that would be
because, I don't know. I've never subbed anything except for Black Mage on White
Mage.
Yeah,
for Summoner, Summoner most of the time you'll sub White Mage anyway. And in a party situation, a lot of times the Summoner's role is dumbed down to a main healer, which is unfortunate because they can do quite a bit of damage, but that's kind of the role the niche that the community has thrust upon the Summoner. And so, you know, it's a disadvantage from like until you get Cure 2. And then once you get Cure 2, it gets a little bit easier. I wouldn't say it's a lot easier because Cure 2 tends to pull quite a bit of hate. So you have to deal with, you know, enmity issues. But a White Mage Summoner will get just as much mini invites as a White Mage Black Mage.
I still get crazy invites as a White Mage Uber Gimped.
You'll get invites as a white mage anything, I think.
Yeah. I mean, although, usually, if you look at it, once you get to the merit community, merits. And I mean, White Mage, they'll get it. People will get it as a, if they want to, if it's available, but you're more likely to see a merit party with a Red Mage.
I know.
For regular refresh. Well, but it, I mean, it still is
Paladin's
possible.
The same way, dude. And Paladin, once you get to that part, once you get to that,
I know.
At that place, it's like, you know, they all want ninjas because.
But I have merited as a White Mage. And if you do have, most merit parties have bards now anyway. And if you do have a bard in a refresh piece, you really shouldn't have a problem keeping MP. At all. Well, if you do, you have either have melees that are sucking up your major MP, or you have MP management issues. So, other subs for White Mage would include Scholar. I've played with it a little bit up in C, not a lot, not since the update. Scholar does have, I mean, White Mage Scholar on the later levels does have access to sublimation. Mm-hmm. But, of course, remember the fact that sublimation overwrites refresh. You can still get refresh from Fard Songs and from Scholar.
Lohar, lol.
So,
what's that?
We actually... Okay, so in Nizel, okay, there's NMs.
Wow.
And when you kill them, you can get a question mark item that you can get a praise. And we killed this one NM, I don't even remember what it's from, but we actually got it appraised for the item that he drops.
Hey, Fusion, thanks for paying attention to the topic.
Hey.
Yes.
Nice beast.
Well, it is a mage job, so I could see why.
White Mage, White Mage Scholar.
I was just gonna say, hey Fusion, what do you think about
that? We needed more random outbursts, so Lohar. There you go. Enjoy.
Today's random outburst is brought to you by Fusion X.
I'll do what I can.
Episode 95 is brought to you by...
Please continue, quick.
Okay.
Also, you have access to Light Arts, which will pretty sufficiently cut down your MP cost for any spells. I think Erase 3...
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I know I played around with Black Mage Scholar, lol, but I know Warp 2 only ran me like 135 MP instead of 150, which, you know, I mean, it's not huge significantly.
Yeah, but it adds up. Yeah.
Yeah, it does add up over time.
Now, that's use Dark Arts for that, right? For that particular
situation. Yeah, for that particular situation.
Now, does Dark Arts, like, how does that work? Does that stay on you for a period of time?
It stays for 2 hours. It stays for 2 hours now.
Oh, okay. So, okay. I can see how that could add up. Especially when curing.
And then, of course, you have access to your first two stratagems. Actually, your
first three, because you have
Addendum White as well. But your other two, which are halves your MP cost for one spell, and reduces your casting time by 50% for one spell. So those can be in handy too, especially in an emergency situation where somebody needs to cure real quickly, or you're running out of MP and you can do a cure five half the cost.
WTF teleport real fast.
Nah.
Yeah. Exactly.
True, true.
Yeah.
Like abort.
That's cool though.
Personally, you know, I could see usefulness for it, but not as much as my other two subs. Also, there is also White Mage, Red Mage, which the biggest thing I used it for, the only thing I used it for was the Lamia 13 assault, where you've got Lamia 13, and you got these three guys that she's got that she charms, and basically the key to winning this assault is to dispel the charm off.
You could do that with Scholar now. You could do that with Scholar now.
Yeah, you can also do that with Scholars, but that's basically the only thing I use White Mage, Red Mage for.
I have a question about Summoner. I know this is backtracking a little
bit. That's fine.
But I don't know what the new Summoner ability was with the elementals. Is it some kind of type of refresh-ish thing? That's what I thought it was.
Basically, you call out your elemental, and then you're able to siphon a certain amount of MP from that elemental. Light spirit, dark spirit, thunder spirit, all the spirits.
Not the avatars.
Yeah, I know. But is that capable of you doing that as a sub job, as like a summoner sub?
I don't think so. Don't quote me on it, but I think it's probably a post 40, but I'm not absolutely positive. Somebody look that up on the wiki. Yeah.
Because if it was below 37, that would increase.
That would help, but I highly doubt it is. I haven't really my summoner's 55, so I know my summoner has access to it, but I haven't really played with it enough to check it out. But I highly doubt it is. Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Continue. Oh, I was wondering, the next job I was going to ask about was, what about White Mage Puppet Master? Because I've heard a really interesting trend of some White Mages who get their Puppet Master up to 40, get the White Mage head, and then you could use that White Mage head as your sub job for the puppet. Yeah. I've read lots of forum posts about this, and it seems really interesting to me.
Fusionex, you're actually listening?
Why wouldn't I be, dude?
Lol. Actually, I don't know enough about Puppet Master to make a real determination. My first thought in hearing that would be lol, but because of my lack of knowledge of the job in general. I would think it would only be used for like solo situations. It wouldn't really be useful for parties. It would be more useful to the actual player itself than it would for a whole party dynamic. And for the most part with White Mage, you need to be concerned about the whole party dynamic because your job primarily is keeping people alive.
Yeah, but if you had the right combination of things up, you could have your puppet flashing the mob while having doing weapon skills with people. I don't know if it can make skill change, but doing weapon skills with people is still hot.
It will do weapon skills
and it would get rid of I would have to do less paying attention.
With a White Mage head, it wouldn't be meleeing though, would it?
I think because it's still it depends what you setup you have. If you have if you have the Harlequin body and the White Mage head, then it should be still meleeing. Like, it just depends what your combination is. If you go strictly mage, I'm not sure about that. But
yeah,
that sounds kind of dicey.
There's a couple good puppet masters in our farms. You might be good going in the job section. And
I think I'm gonna have to ask.
Question. Yeah, good idea. Good idea.
And I don't know. It just sounded really interesting. And since my puppet master is 13, I don't know. Sounds interesting.
Okay, so what about ninja? I've heard
White Mage Ninja is one of my favorite job choices.
Really?
Mostly
not in a party, though,
solos.
Right?
Do not use it for party whatsoever.
Do not use it in a party dynamic.
You'd use it for soloing.
Couldn't you do a KRT party?
Yes.
You could. There's an area in King Rompere's tomb.
We're talking about getting a KRT party together with 4 or 5 White Mages and a Bard. It is visible. But the biggest thing I like to use it for is soloing. I have soloed Dark Spark as a White Mage Ninja. That's probably my biggest accomplishment.
What is the strategy of fighting something like that with a White Mage Ninja?
Does anybody remember that White Mage party video? This is going back a long time, but it was a guy talking about a White Mage party and Hexa Strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
Hexa Strike is the key to your success on White Mage Ninja. That's the main thing. You got the ninja sub to keep your shadows up, and it's more reliable than Blink because Blink doesn't always work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've got the dual clubs going on, which means you are pumping out a little bit more damage.
Right.
It's something I love to do because if for some reason you do get hit because you lose a shadow, you have stone skin up, you get a hit, but you're able to get, your shadows back up as possible. I also farmed my Adem Necropolis key for Red Mage on my White Mage Ninja. I went through about 4 stacks of Shihei to do it, but... it's a lot of fun to do. I have a blast with it. I still want a Morgenstern really, really, really badly just for that. And I do want to, I've been trying to get Reverend Mail for, you know, a while, but I wonder about its usefulness to me versus having, a Nobles. So that way, you know, I have that one tick refresh so I can keep going versus not having that refresh at all. So, but like I said, White Mage Ninja is my little side project. It's not something that I'd put in a party dynamic unless it was a White Mage specific karate party. But it's a blast. It's a good alternative. I would love, it's probably not visible at all, but I would love to experiment with a White Mage Mott fight with clubs, actually beating him down.
Well, one club, because you don't.
But you only get one club.
Yeah, you can't dual wield in a Mott fight because you
unless you're a ninja.
No, you don't get access to your sub job in Mott.
Well, I'm just saying, like, unless you're actually the ninja, that's all.
But I think it would be an interesting dynamic. It'd probably be a lull, but hey, you know.
True
word.
So I have another question. I know you're gonna be like, "This is," I'm sure you're gonna tell me this is craziness, but is there any usefulness for White Mage Bard and White Mage Core?
No.
I'm just asking. What?
Not that I see. I'm sure there might be somebody
somewhere
that's
you're very
that's
limited
like...
as a bard, as a with bard sub, because you can only use.
However, you can use
Ballad. You can use Ballad 1. I haven't seen it as red White Mage Bard, but I have seen Red Mage Bard. And that's a pretty, depending on the situation, that's a pretty decent sub choice from just limited views of Red Mage Bard, because you throw the refresh up and then you sing out Ballad 1. And that does help quite a bit when you don't have a bard. But White Mage Corsair, I don't see any.
Probably. You're
what
probably
would
right.
you use? What would you use Corsair for? As
healer's roll.
Healer's roll. Yeah, that would be useful.
Well, what level do you get healer's roll for Corsair?
Or Evoker's roll? Maybe I don't know what level that is.
Evoker's roll, I think, is post 37. So
okay, and okay, hold on. So I was this is a situation that I've had where the reason I brought those two job combinations up is if I'm in a situation where there's two white mages in the party and I'm like, we can't both heal. It's such like, I feel like I'm always stepping on their feet. They're always stepping on my feet. Just like, please don't heal or something. So that's why I was thinking like, well, if we're both going to be in this party, like,
why did you have two white mages in a party?
Okay. I was the party leader.
Just curious.
Okay. Okay, they wanted a red mage, but they couldn't get anyone, so they got this white mage or something. So I don't know. So there's two white mages in the party, but I was just thinking it would be interesting if one of us was sub-bard, that would be more useful than us both being white mage, black mage.
It would be an interesting dynamic, but what would probably be better in that situation is for you to trade off to figure, okay, this fight I'm going to heal, next fight you heal, and trade off so there's less of a break time, so that way you can get more consistent chains.
Yeah.
That would just be the way I would work it out. Because a long time ago, I had a static with a paladin, dark knight, monk, myself as black mage, and two white mages. And that's exactly what we did. They traded off. Roland would heal for one fight, and then Oshi would heal for the other fight, you know, and we would get really consistent chains doing that. So. You can make two white mages work, especially in a party like pre-41 before you have refresh on red mage, but you gotta be talking and stuff, if somebody's out of MP, then the other one's gotta be ready to stand up and heal.
Well, this was like this was on Drakes, or what are those called, in Ottergon after Colibrium, the dragon things that send
Pucks.
You back and
Pucks.
That yes, that's what Pucks we were doing gone. It on, and it was just. It's just like, why are there two of us? I like being important. Yeah.
Everybody
that's what I have
likes
to say.
To feel important.
But also, as a white mage bard, you can finale the mob, which could be useful. Like, I'm just... Like, if you're...
Yeah,
if
but you're
really,
gimp, though.
That's true.
With,
I mean, it could still work. It may just may not work as well. I remember way back in the day, I would go Dragoon Sub Bard and do the Lamia 13, and half the time I would end up getting killed after trying to dispel the guys. But
yeah, I think the Bard sub is more useful to, you know, specific scenarios than an actual party scenario.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I started.
Like a Red Mage Bard and Vine
Dragoon. I would sub Bard. Okay, that's how Gimp I was back in the day. It was horrible. It was
Wayne
laugh
at Fusion.
It was funny, but I mean, I'm looking back at that. I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, oh my god! Like, I need to cure myself. Let me sing.
PFA shows where you would go on and on about your Bard sub too. That's what's so funny,
dude. I remember the Bard. The Bard sub.
You love the Bards. Oh, you know what? You know what sub we didn't talk about? Blue Mage. It's a mage. You get MP. There has to be some spells you can.
Blue Mage is an interesting sub because of the way you can customize your spell list. Because each spell will give you certain stat benefits. You know, some spells will give you strength. Some will give you MP and HP.
You gotta be careful though, because you're still gimped.
No, not necessarily. I have seen a 75 white mage, 37 blue mage pull it off, and this is the biggest thing. It's more, most of the spells are going to be geared toward defending yourself, but then you have Wild Carrot, and Wild Carrot costs less than a Cure 3, I think, but it does about that much healing. So, but you are kind of put at a disadvantage because you do have less MP, and a lot of your spells can't really help the greater good. You also have Healing Breeze, which you could use in lieu of Curaga.
Yeah, but now, it doesn't cure for as much, though, does it?
Actually, it does around the same numbers.
Does it?
Yeah. It does the same numbers without, I mean, a lot of times you'll see Curaga used in conjunction with Divine Seal. So it's not going to do Divine Seal's numbers, obviously, but it's going to, it does, I think I've healed a party for around 75 HP per person, and also, it doesn't always do the same amount of healing, whereas a Curaga is more stable in how much it'll heal you for.
Okay.
But I have seen White Mage, Blue Mage pulled off successfully. So, I mean, it is another sub that you can put out there, but it's not necessarily the best sub.
By far, it's a great mage sub for Durg, though.
Absolutely.
Blue Mage as a sub in general, it's fantastic for...
Soloing Dirk.
Because it's got a couple spells that cost, you know, 5 MP, and that's all you need to trigger Healing Breath. So you'd use 5 MP, depending on your setup, you can get, you know, 400 upwards, you know, HP back.
Also, in lieu of a ninja sub, you can also use it on Red Mage, and there's also the advantage of once you get up in Red Mage, in order to 200 plus, you can have Vorpal Blade in your setup. And on / ninja, you can't. So it's also interesting to combine on Red Mage.
Right.
All right. Are there any other viable sub-jobs that we could talk about before we move on to our emails?
Probably not, but we could probably discuss more. But
we could,
then
if we
talking,
really wanted to, we could talk about every job as a sub-job for
White Mage, Dark Knight. Please. No, I'm kidding.
No, I actually want to try that for lulls. I do want to try it for lulls.
Yeah.
I do have my Dark Knight level 237, so when my Red Mage gets up, I can have the Red Mage Dark for Chainstall Stun. But I would like to do that for lulls, do Soul Eater Last Resort.
That'd be funny.
Hex of Strike,
awesome.
And see what happens.
Amazement was what would happen.
Do it on a lost soul in Zarker Bard or something.
Let's continue the discussion in the forums. If you've got any other advice or any other suggestions, let us know. Log into our forums, and we'll have a forum thread going on White Mage subs. You can hop into the discussion. And
that was a hot topic, by the way.
It was good job.
We've been wanting people for us to talk a little more, a little more about mages. So
right.
There you go.
Yay.
And I've been hearing a lot of feedback about how Pet Food Alpha hates White Mage.
We don't hate them. We just like them.
We don't hate White Mage. We just don't level. much.
Hate is such a strong word.
Hey, my,
hate is a strong word.
My white mage is my third highest job.
My dislike for white mage comes from way back when I was doing parties in Labyrinth of Onzozo. Yes, I'm showing my age.
Oh my god.
I had to spam
Labyrinth of Onzozo.
I have to spam Paralina and Sylana and over and over and over again. I don't want to even talk about it anymore. Bad experiences. Trauma right. Suck.
Let us move along into our emails. First email comes from Alwyn of the Bismarck server. Hope I said the name right. He says, hey, PFA crew. I just had two quick questions for you guys that I was recently thinking about while in-game, listening to you guys. First, Wings of the Goddess is set in the past, right? Well, with the in-game time passing by every day, what happens when the past catches up to the present?
I highly
doubt we'll see the end of the Crystal War in the past, considering that's what the whole expansion is about. But wouldn't it be weird when we see the in-game clock eventually hit, say, the exact time the game showed when it was released? Just something to think about.
True.
Also, number two, what the heck ever happened to Kieran? Is he still alive? Thanks, and keep up the great work.
We're getting a lot of those emails.
Can't wait for Ep 100. Yes, I spoke to Kieran yesterday.
Wow.
Yes, and he's doing fine. He's busy, obviously. But he is still alive, I can tell you that. And I didn't have that much time to talk to him because I'm like, dude, I gotta take my wife on a date. So I'll give
Arby's.
You a call back.
Arby's.
Also, I think you probably want to consult Dr. Brown on the first issue. I think according to Back to the Future, the world would like self-destruct or something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It'll interrupt space-time the space-time continuum.
Space-time continuum.
We'll just blow up.
It would lead to the world's ultimate destruction. So probably by the time the two timelines caught up to
you. And if you really want to rack your brain,
it would be no more.
You know, I mean, the servers have been up for, you know, 5 years now, and the Crystal War goes, you know, back 20 years in the past. But technically speaking, where the game is now, if you type in the clock command, you know, it's obviously more than that. You know, it's kind of based on more of when the game initially started than where it is currently.
There's a clock command? What is this?
You just type in slash clock.
Yeah, dude.
What?
And it'll
what
come up
wizardry?
With the Vanadio clock. It'll
what
come up with it'll come up with the moon phase, and it'll also give you what time it is. Real.
I know. I know the moon
Learn
phase. I know actually.
Day.
Oh my god. Well, you know what I learned the other day? Slash map. Vivi Bell taught me that. She played for like 3 months, and she's like slash map. I'm like, what? Slash
Wait,
map.
You didn't know about slash map.
Okay, hold on. That isn't bad. That isn't bad. Someone
Wait,
I can't
no,
say his
how
name.
How did you whoa. How'd you get to where you are without knowing slash
you just
map?
Go, you just go to the menu and go to map. That's what I do.
Oh.
Personally, I find it a little bit more convenient just to go to the menu and click on
Not
map and then type slash map personally.
That's cuz you're an Xbox player and you play on a controller.
As maybe true.
You have to put down your controller, pick up your keyboard, type it, then put down your keyboard, pick back up your controller. That doesn't
And even
work
when
for
I
me.
Play it on the PC, I play on controller, so it'd be the same issue.
A lot of people do that, but I don't.
That isn't as bad as someone I know who's played for quite some time did not know how to use map markers, and I don't want to embarrass this person, but this person totally knows who I'm talking about, so... it's funny.
Map markers help me a lot in Sky.
Yeah, they help.
Map markers are a godsend. I have like little map markers for each island and who's on that island. Although I know that right now, and you know which entrances have like which entrances are for Ola and for Uli and BB and all that. I have that all on my map on my computer.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Next email. comes from Ulrich Flame. I hope I said that right. Leader of Gentlemen of Fortune. The finest bunch of scoundrels a fellow could ever ask for. Anyways, he says, Dear PFA, I'd never heard before today's show, but being that my Taru, Newfound Fears, was on, I had to give it a listen. I gotta say, Steak, go level your Beastmaster. I just dinged a 75 2 weeks ago, and as my LS can attest, my wife, at Aldi's, oh, I'm sorry if I said that wrong, and I have been killing every and anything we can get our hands on. Avatars, notorious monsters, clearing zones, everything. We go up to Sky and tool around on pots, showing off and laughing at how much fun it is. We run around rescuing our Link Shell and doing missions for them. Hell Fears has been following us and taking videos of us doing all sorts of silly things. Go level your Beastmaster. It's an absolute pleasure to be a level 75 beast.
I love Beastmasters.
I don't know what server he's from. It's Ulrich Flame.
I think he's from Ramah. If he's talking about Newfound Fears, he's from Ramah.
Yeah. Oh,
I had a Beastmaster basically save my behind when we were doing the tower climb for 8-3. Basically, I have a horrible time sneaking around the pots and see. And every time I would aggro something, he'd send Courier Carry after it and then dismiss it and do whatever he needed to do with his Beastmaster, and he got us alive to the top of the Hume Tower. So
Beastmasters are cool.
I know Goku-han is just freaking awesome, and people talk about LOL Beast, but I never think LOL Beast because Beastmasters are amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Courier Carry is
really
fun
to level.
Oh yeah, it is.
They're really, really fun to level, and you guys are missing the bus. Because a lot of times I talk about leveling Beastmaster, and you guys are like, I just can't do it. Because it's a different dynamic.
It's a different, very different dynamic.
Yeah.
You work for everything, and everything it belongs to you, because that entire treasure pool is yours.
True. Yeah.
The best thing about Beastmasters, though, and if you see them soloing, they're usually sub-white mage, so your party wipes, they raise you. It's greatness.
Yeah, no questions asked.
I was subbing Nitten for a while on Beast.
Yeah, I still whenever I do take out my Beastmaster,
it's like I dual do sub axes wipes. And shadows ownage. But anyways, okay. Next email comes from Shiji from the Bahamut server. He says, "Hey, PFA crew. I've always wanted to send you guys an email ever since I started listening to your podcast. However, I just can't think of anything to write about because I just started playing Final Fantasy XI a month ago, and I just finished my 30-day free trial. So obviously, I'm a little noob Taru who doesn't know anything other than what people tell me. Now then, what I really wanted to talk about is Final Fantasy XI for the Xbox 360. The thing that annoyed me was that the only Asian version of Final Fantasy XI for the Xbox 360 is Japanese, and the English version is region-locked for American consoles. I don't know why they do that. It's so stupid.
Yeah, that is
so that forces dumb. That forces us, non-Japanese-speaking Asians, to play on either our computers or on PS2, which prevents us from playing Final Fantasy XI in all of its HD glory, even though I'm using an HD TV and play on my monitor. Lol, Steak, because he doesn't have one. Thanks. Which is such a waste. I mean, how hard can it be to just release the English version that is non-region, or that is region-free, right? Signed?
Right.
The Lil Noob, or Lil Nub, Taru, Shiji.
Aww.
P.S. Can I have one of those rare and exclusive, quote-unquote, PFA Link Pearls? Because my old Link Shell just disbanded, and now I'm all alone. Lol. Oh, and Fusion.
I didn't know.
Can I visit your Mog House? Since you say you have every event item in the game, and I still love events, so event items for the win.
Fusion's Mog House is like a freaking...
It looks like a garage sale. It does.
It looks like a cross between a garage sale and a museum.
I like the museum a little better.
Museum is a little bit better.
I think if you want a PFA link, Pearl, hook up with anybody that's on this podcast speaking at the moment, and we can get you a Pearl.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we don't really charge you that much for it either.
Yeah, not that much. Yeah.
You may have to do a little Taru dance for us, but you know.
Slash Dance 4 is amazing. Slash Dance 4 is amazing. Okay. Throw that out there.
It's only cool if you're a dancer. I'm sorry.
No. Slash Dance 4.
No, because as a dancer, you get the little sparkles and stuff that come with it.
Man, if I wanted to dance after the update, I had to like unlock Dancer, man. I worked hard for my dancing, and now everybody's doing it.
Well,
all right.
At least I can look pretty.
Okay. We don't know why they don't have a region-free version of the... I don't know why they make those region specifics, because it's stupid. Because you have the American Xboxes, or the North America Xboxes, which are NTSC, and you have like the European Xboxes, uh-huh. which are PAL, which also applies in Australia and various other places. So you would think they have two different versions, and then that's it. But unfortunately, that's not the case. So boo to Microsoft for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving right along.
Okay.
And yes, Fusion X will let you in his mock house, for sure.
Not without
Next
toilet.
Email comes from...
Ignore that.
No, totally. Just hit me up with a cell.
Yeah. And you can visit mine and Steak's mock houses too if you desire. Just let us know.
You could come to mine, but it's just basically rusty buckets
and so, watches.
You saved me from having to make fun of it. I was going to be like, it's probably just rusty buckets.
Yeah.
Well, I also have lots of empty pot plants That sounds bad. Lots of empty pots.
Pot plants.
See, that's another good way to build a Final Fantasy. No, not at all.
But I was trying to make a killing on tree saplings. Little did I know, the market's already monopolized on Bahamut. Okay.
Yeah, it has been for some time.
I didn't know that
all
at
right,
the time.
Let's continue. We've got a few more emails.
Okay.
Continue. Next email comes from Marco Polo of the Shiva server. He says, hey guys, this is Marco Polo from the Shiva server.
Awesome name.
Yeah, I know. That's what
Marco.
I said. I've been a longtime fan of the show, and last week's hiatus of Echoes, dancing, grinding, and slurping reminded me how raffle you guys get to be once you get into that WTF groove. Anyways, on with my question. Since we just got hit with the April Fool's screenshots regarding Square Enix's next-gen MMO, Ivalice Online, LOL Fusion, I was curious about what gaming world within Square Enix's franchise where you wouldn't mind playing as an MMO. I personally would love to be in the world of Final Fantasy VI, roll a monk and become a student of either Master Duncan or Sabin, and try to learn the bum rush technique, or Final Fantasy VIII to become a student in Blom Garden and become
be so
a sniper
cool.
only to crack under pressure to fire that critical shot. Oh, Irvine. What would you guys like? What world would you guys like to play in? It doesn't have to be Final Fantasy. It can be Kingdom Hearts or Xenogears, for example. Sorry for the long email, but but I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my social LS Fable Unity and check out the website fableunity.com because fu.com was taken. Uh-huh. Keep up the great work, signed Marco.
Man, I don't know what I would want for an MMO. It's hard. Like I would love a Kingdom Hearts MMO.
I would too.
I would love an 8 MMO too.
9 would be amazing.
I think the
Mushroom Kingdom, lol.
The hardest thing to do, I think, with if they made a Final Fantasy game online from a pre-existing game is what would they do? You know, would they continue the storyline from where it left off? Would they just be the same world? How would they, you know, put the characters in there from the game? You know, and same with, you know, something like Kingdom Hearts, though Kingdom Hearts could be, you know, it's a little more broad in terms of, you know, characters that they could pull from. You know, they could do anything they wanted to.
Here you go. I got the best two Square Enix MMOs that they could possibly make. You guys ready?
Uh-oh.
Ready. I'm so ready.
Number one, Valkyrie Profile. Mm-hmm. That game series is amazing, and that would be so cool as an MMO. Number two, do like an ActRaiser MMO.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I so get that.
That would be sweet.
I love ActRaiser. I didn't like ActRaiser 2 all that much, but I love the first one.
I thought
one.
It was weird, yeah. Yeah, first one was great. But yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
I'm going to get lulled for this. I would not mind an MMO in the world of Hyrule.
Hyrule?
Yes.
Hyrule.
I'm a Link freak, so...
Oh, I was like, hold on.
Wait a minute.
That'd be awesome.
That's not in, like, the Square Enix franchise.
But it's okay.
That's okay. It just... It's just
a Zelda MMO?
A Zelda MMO. That would
be
kind of
cool. That would be hot.
In the Square Enix franchise, I mean, we saw what happened with Ivalice. So, I don't know about recycling other worlds for, you know, another MMO. It's just like you take how far out the Final Fantasy VII franchise has gone, and you really want to get stuck in another Midgar in an MMO, or, you know, like Final Fantasy X and X-2. Do you really want to go through Spira again?
No, I didn't want to go through it.
What's wrong with Spira? I love Spira.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Spira was cool the first time around, but the second time around,
it was different and more poppy. That's what it was.
Less
different
said, the better.
It was more different. Charlie's Angels and less interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It was all J-pop.
It just, yeah.
It's J-pop the game. That's what
it was.
It's just like when Square Enix gets stuck on one particular world, they kind of shove it in the ground. I think they did really good with Final Fantasy XI in giving us a brand new world to explore. And really, I'd want them to do the same thing if they did when they do another MMO.
Well, you know, 11 was in development like long before 10 came out.
Yeah.
So
there was a long time ago. I mean, there was even some, you know, early build of 10 had online features. Which is, you know, you turn on
really?
10, that's what, well, when you log on to, when you turn on 10, it says play online right on the beginning, on the menu there, doesn't it?
I think you're right. That's what it was. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I remember.
It would be nice to have an online feature to play Blitzball. So
that would be hot.
Blitzball, man.
I love Blitzball.
Triple Triad.
For the win.
That's where it was. Not Tetramaster. Triple Triad.
What about Sphere Break, though?
What about it?
Sphere Break was stupid.
Triad for the win.
I hated Sphere Break.
Was, man.
But you need to do Sphere Break to get the Lady Luck Dress Sphere.
Oh.
God, I hated that. I suck so bad at that. Moving
okay,
right along.
Let us continue, shall we? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. Next email comes from Instant Sneaker from Ifrit. He says, word up, PFA crew. Wanted to drop you a line and say, what it be? I've been getting caught up on the podcast since my work took internet away from us. I can't stream, and I'm getting distracted and forget to actually bring my iPod. At any rate, some of this info may be a little outdated, but I felt it was still relevant. DJ Play School was probably one of the best guests you guys have had. He had a lot to say, and it wasn't just fluff. He kept pace with you guys through the entire show and had valid and topical input at appropriate times. It was really cool to hear how he started remixing music and his history with Final Fantasy XI. More guests like him. You've mentioned the auto-trans a few times in the last few shows. It's my understanding that everything is in the auto-translate. If it's in your inventory, you can auto-translate it, which is true. You can.
Yes.
Basically.
Pretty much. If someone else auto-trans, I think you can... back up. I don't know if the email's broken or if I just can't read. If someone else auto-transit, I think you can after that command or the slash translate function. One question I do have is if you target something and use the this the bracket T command, which like the target command, will it auto translate for people in your party?
That'd be cool. No, I don't think it does.
That'd be cool. But I think all the mobs are like the same though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The mobs are the same throughout all.
I've seen Japanese translations of the game, like, you know, in videos and stuff. One that comes to mind is a Black Mage Taru that solos ODS, and he'll target it, and you'll actually see Platoon Scorpion on his screen, written out in English. So the mobs' names and stuff come out in English on the Japanese version.
I think they're all the same.
Yeah, I mean, your spells...
If anybody knows anybody different about that, or...
Your spells may be different, but the mobs come out. I think they're all the same title on no matter
yeah,
where
like
you.
Hill Lizard is the same in English as it is in Japanese. So Hill Lizard.
Her Lizard. I don't know. Her Lizard.
Anyways,
I don't know.
He goes on to say, "Dude, why is Fusion grumpy all the time? He always finds nice. Something to complain about. No wonder you wrote the Grinch song for him." You and Play School should collaborate on a new mix called Dancing, Grinding, and Slurping. We should find him the Vanadil equivalent of Xanax.
Personally, without getting too graphic, I think Fusion needs a girlfriend.
He goes on to say, "We wouldn't want to change him too much. That's what makes him so funny, though. Congratulations to Maya and Oreo. On the little one on the way. She has inspired me. Do you think you could tell my wife that I want to disbanding party? I'm not up for it anymore." Just kidding.
No.
I think she has started a trend. It probably won't be long before the first PFA marriage proposal. Lastly, WTF is up with the 9-drawer Almira. It only has 7 storage. Call it the 7-drawer Almira. This makes me want to kick babies in drawers. Campaign just started. Got a jet. Peace. Outer Hoarder Total Ruins.
That's crazy.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Should we have a moment of silence for the babies, though? I feel bad.
For the babies.
No.
For the babies? Oh, no. And puppies? Oh.
Thanks.
And the new Hello Kitty MMO.
Oh, jeez.
Hello Kitty Online Adventure.
Konnichiwa. Okay. That's how it'll be. That's all you'll do.
I'm not grumpy all the time. Just most of the time.
I was going to say 6 out of 10. I don't know.
There's always stuff to complain about in the game, and I like to point that out.
Accentuate the positive, constructive feedback to Square Enix.
If you think he complains here, try being on his friend list.
Oh, whatever. I do not send complaints to you.
Don't. Nice, dude.
I'll be Ouyad for this, but, you know, if he complains on online, I outright online to him, so I guess it's even.
So you become a female dog, from what I hear?
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically. Okay. Fusion hasn't Ouyad in a long time, so it's about time for him to Ouyad, so there you go. Even if it doesn't have to be Ouyad, I'd suggest Ouyad it anyway, just to give you something to do.
You should just Ouyad everything she says. Just everything. No, don't do that.
Just like, totally. Yeah, like, you know what I think about Fusion X?
That would be hilarious.
Actually, that would make a good intro.
So, I have a complaint.
Right. Go ahead. I
have a complaint about Pet Food Alpha and its staff. No, I'm kidding. But you need to blog more. I need more of you guys.
I know someone asked me about you, you have made
an effort, and so is Fusion X, but someone used to be the best blogger who's in the chat room, but has become the worst blogger. So
No names. I know me personally. I've been going through some real life stuff, so my blog's kind of taking a back seat, but
it's cool. It'd be cool if you had time to do it, though. Because I'm sure I'm not the when only I had one time, who did it. Yeah.
When I have time to do it, I go ahead and I do it. But lately, I haven't had any time, so it'll get updated when I get the time.
Sweet. That's all the emails that I have.
Yeah, a lot of good emails this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep them coming.
Absolutely. You know, I just got another video, FFXI video idea on Friday. So I think I might make another video. What do you guys think?
Woots! I love your videos.
Like, yeah. This time I'll actually start it and finish it instead of just kind of picking at it here and there.
And now Stake is on Bahamut, so the video will occur on Bahamut. It's actual Bahamut.
Should I change it from usually, like, in my other videos, it was always, like, something from Kujata. Should I make it something from Bahamut?
Could.
Yes.
Better side,
That'd be great.
Something from Bahamut. The theme of the video will be a tribute to Windurst.
Okay.
It's going to be freaking sweet.
No, well, I mean, you could do it, but I think you ought to do the Better Nation. Sorry.
But if you do a tribute to Windurst, take some of those cutscenes from, you know, the next times we get together and do missions, take some of those cutscenes and copy and paste and stuff.
Yeah, maybe I will. Yeah. Sweet. All right. Wow. That's it. That's all I got. Unless you guys have something else.
Actually, I have one more question for all of you. Okay.
Okay.
I know we talked about this before the show, but what non-FFXI or even what other podcasts do you listen to? Because I am such a podcast junkie, I need more. I need more. Like on my way to classes, on the bus, walking. I don't care. I just need to be entertained, apparently, and I need good podcasts.
Okay, I've got a couple of video podcasts that I subscribe to. Are you interested in those too, or no?
Yeah, I subscribe to some of those.
Have you guys ever heard of the Little Buzzers video podcast? No. Oh my god, the Little Buzzers is a video podcast. It's actually just like nonsense, lol stuff. But it's worth checking out. I think there's only like 8 episodes or something like that. But that's pretty cool. I have all those. It's really funny in my opinion. I think it's definitely one to check out. What else do I subscribe to? I was subscribing to Mr. Meaty for a while because that's kind of lol. Bass fishing with Ralph. No, I'm just kidding. That's not a real podcast.
That would scare me, man.
What else is there? There was a couple more that I... Oh, Happy Tree Friends. I subscribed to that one. You guys know Happy Tree Friends?
Yeah.
That's a cool one.
Yeah, I had a subscription to this Kingdom Hearts type podcast, and it kind of got redundant because having an entire podcast based on two games is kind of lol. And, you know, I kind of lost. Well, yeah, if you want to count the GBA lol one.
Not many people want to.
No. And, you know, they started getting longer, and as they started getting longer, that started to lose my interest. I also, at one point, subscribed to Gymnast TV, which was basically, it covered both collegiate and elite gymnastics. But the guy that was doing it, I guess, stopped doing it because they haven't had a new one in several months, almost a year. So, which is kind of unfortunate because Beijing 2008 is coming up, and I'm really looking forward to that, both the track and the gymnastics. So,
Ask a Ninja. You guys ever heard of that before?
Yeah, that's some fun stuff.
Oshi, I think, had Ask a Ninja on his, and he also listened to Hope is Emo for a while.
Oh, there's one. What was the Tiki Bar one? What was that podcast?
Wow.
There was like this Tiki Bar. Oh my god. Now I gotta go find it. Oh god.
But if y'all don't mind, to wrap up, I'd like to do a shout out to my husband Oshi and congratulate him on, after 4 years of struggling, he finally got a Hayadate this weekend. So nice. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Cool. All right. Well, as always, it was Tiki Bar TV. That's what it was. Yeah. Anyways, it's funny. Anyways, Our website is petfoodalpha.com. Our email address, petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Join us in our forums and let us know what you think about the whole White Mage sub conversation. And we will continue with our roundtable next week with a different guest, different subject, different roundtable. And yeah, let us know what you think.
Also, if those of you who are applying to be guests on the show, if you have any ideas for a roundtable, go ahead and put them up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love to hear them.
Yeah, we want to tailor the roundtable to be around the guest and their experiences and, you know, good stuff. That's where the good stuff is.
It's a really cool segment, and I'm not just saying it because it was about me today.
Yeah.
But it's cool beyond that. It's cool beyond that.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night. Auf Wiedersehen.